Here we are.
Good to see you.
Man, I'm excited to do this one, man.
Okay.
I feel some kind of way. And let me explain. That ain't got nothing to do with you.
I know it feels loaded.
You're like, huh? I just sat there. Right.
Methyl.
Tell you why I feel some kind of way, right? Okay. So I do a little research before I start speaking to my guests. And I saw a video in the South with a coworker. And they was filming you at the job place. And I'm fine with that because we all got to eat, we hustle, however. I could care less about the grind. But I didn't like his tone. I didn't like the way he was like, I told y'all this is where he at now. And he didn't fell off to it. I'm like, hold the fuck up. Like, I felt some kind of way.
Okay.
But I want to know more about that. Like, how do you go from L.A. to the South?
I wanted to give myself the opportunity to be more than just an actor for a portion of my life because I've been doing this since I was like
six, earlier than that.
I did Pampers commercials.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I like
Cheerios.
Yeah. So
wow.
Like all I've known for a long time was acting.
Right.
And it's hard to answer that question of if this is something you're actually enjoying or this is just something you've only done.
Right.
So I was like, man, I got myself in a place in my life where I can take some risks and I can go and be a whole bunch of different people and experience different professions.
Right.
And like really grow from it.
It probably even helps the acting. Like, nah, I've done it.
I mean, really, right. Like you can't talk to nobody unless you're able to deal with like an angry customer and they like phone bill.
Right.
Like, you can't really talk to nobody yet. Like if you can't keep your cool in that situation, man, you're going to mess up at the Oscars or something, you know?
That's real.
So
we'll call it an epistemology project, right? Where you go out and you say, I'm going to get into the trenches with the people. Word of the day, epistemology.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Which is essentially where you take your experience from your discourse and you step into another one just to see how the hell they do that. As if a comic or an actor doing the work of their project, if they had to be a black cowboy. So you go spend 2 months in Wyoming.
Yeah.
So that you really, you know, capture
essence.
You learn how
to connect with so many different types of people, man.
Right.
And you can't do that in one part of the world. So you kind of got to, go to a different part of the country. Go work a different job. Like, I didn't work construction.
Really?
I didn't work behind the, at a restaurant.
Really?
I picked up so many skills, like, doing them. Learned about those types of people, you know, the jokes they laugh at, you know, what they talk about on their breaks, because everybody's different, man.
Right.
And that type of experience you can't buy.
So was it, now I get that it's you know, it's a delve into, you know, different roles of society and to see how they get down, but was some of it, like in every movie, there's a character that, say they get dared to fall in love with a girl or they get dared or whatever. And then at some point in the movie, they really do fall for that person. Then the person finds out like, well, what part of this was real? Like, was there some of that was real? Like, was there something you really connected to? Was there something that you really were like, you know what, the construction shit, I could have been a thing.
Like for me, man, I get a great thrill out of like working hard and doing a good job at whatever I'm at.
Whatever
and
it is.
Yeah, like, I don't care if I'm flipping burgers. Okay, I'm going to be the best damn burger flipper
y'all
ever seen.
Okay, Dr. King, you talked on him. You sweep that street, brother.
Nah, so it's kind of cool, man. It develops grit and character.
It
and
does.
I think, like, a lot of young dudes, like my age, they don't have to, like, they don't put themselves in situations to fail enough to develop grit or character.
That's real.
But you have to go to that point where it's like, you know, you get burned as a welder, you're doing construction, or you have to climb to the top of the, you know, the scaffold and... It's some scary shit initially, but you have to do it. You
right.
have to go past that, and that's
same
cool,
thing as
man.
A screen test or whatever. It translates in every format. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I'm a big brother, man. I got four little brothers,
really?
And so it was really great opportunity for me to be able to be really active in their lives at that moment in their lives because they're all teenagers, and to really set them on a good path. Required that may be, you know, there, man. You gotta have somebody to put the knuckle in you, you know, like,
right.
And tell you, hey, this
give
you
a little noogie. This is what you're gonna get straight, stay
for
straight,
real.
Man. Yeah,
but they're all good kids, man. They're all college,
we should,
they're
knuckle,
all college
like a noogie is when you put the knuckle in.
It's old
on,
school,
yeah.
It's old school.
Well, some of these people, they minds, you like, he put his knuckle in his brother, like, no hold on, god damn it.
No.
metaphorically speaking, he's keeping them in line. Yeah. Okay, it's uplift and guidance and structure.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, you go down south, you you have these experiences, you come back to LA to, you know, get back to that hustle, and you come back with new jewelry.
Yeah, with new drive, man. I mean,
No.
Oh, my wife.
Hey, you come back with new jewelry, brother.
Uh-huh.
So what happened? You go out there, you experience and all of that stuff, and you're like, hey, love is out here too now.
Man, honestly, we met out here.
Really?
Me and my wife, we dated for like 5 years before we got married.
Okay, where'd you meet your wife?
Actually at a house party over there in Whittier, man. My buddies they were like, hey, we got a party we're going to tonight, you wanna come? I said, okay. That one fell through.
Okay.
We ended up calling some of their friends, like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight? They're like, oh, we're going to another spot. We ended up meeting up there and we hit it off immediately, never not talked since that day, man.
Yo, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Because they tell you, like, you know, you ain't gonna find your wife in the club and in parties and things like that, but here you are. Were you a hopeless romantic before this?
Nah, man, honestly, I wasn't. I didn't expect I was going out and do final love that day. I mean, that was almost unfortunate.
God damn it, I was out here looking for some work. Nah, I'm in love.
Nah, man.
Hilarious.
I remember that it was about 2 days afterwards. I was texting her on the phone, and my cousin, it's one of my best friends, he walked past me and he saw me texting on the phone. He said, who are you texting? I saw that girl from the other night. He goes, oh man, you're falling in love with her. I go, shut up.
Don't you say that word
about
me.
Don't say that. Don't,
don't you put that on me.
Don't you wish that evil upon me, Ricky Bobby.
You touch, huh?
But, man, 6 years later, man.
Good God. Six years later.
Heck yeah.
That's what's up. So, I saw in a, and I'm shifting here, just so you know. I saw in an interview where somebody asked you your interactions with Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind.
Of course.
I mean, tell me, because I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this shit for 15 years. But out of all of the kings, out of all of the great comics, out of everybody working, Bernie's who I did not meet. Mm-hmm. Bernie's who I have met through other people. So your stories actually, I feel like,
kind of like filling
I'm in green rooms and he's signed the wall or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally, I feel like I'm in his wake.
Yeah.
Like, in like his boat has gone by and I'm riding the waves that he has patterned for me. And so you worked every day.
Yeah. To see just the effectiveness of his funny, man, like, in person was inspiring to me. Like,
what do you mean?
Bernie woke up funny. And it's like a weird thing. Like a lot of people, need to get into a special headspace to be funny.
Right.
Bernie didn't have that other headspace where he wasn't funny. He woke up and the way he phrased what he had to say and communicated was just infectious. Everywhere he'd go, people would be hanging on to every word. Hmm. And just to like really watch that as a young man and a young man who wants to do something like that one day was really awe-inspiring, man, and it gave me a lot of, I mean, it's one of those things where that's what I'm striving to be now, and that's, you know, that keeps working hard.
So, he had an innate funny?
Man, the dude just had great, great timing, and he had a great knack for reading people and not, you know, he wouldn't go too far where he would offend people.
Okay.
You know, a lot of comics want to, you know, bust people down.
Right.
Bernie could make you laugh and bust you up.
Right.
He could make you laugh about how great you looked that day. I'm like, all right, cool, man. It's nice to. He just had a great energy to him, man. And it's hard to describe to people. Yeah.
Okay. So, is there, in your opinion, with your level of contact and interaction with Bernie, is there a part of him or an essence of him that you feel like the general people missed or they didn't get that you maybe want to?
Well, I think that him doing a show in which he was the kind of head of this family was a great medium for him to show that he was a really good family guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody on our cast and our crew individually felt like Bernie cared about you. You know, Bernie knew your name.
Right.
Bernie, well, you know, like, I mean, we had a lot
that's
of people
big,
on that
cause you
set.
Do a lot of sets.
No, I mean, yeah.
And you're like, what's the dude with the blue chest? You don't know no one's name.
From the beginning pilot to the end season, we kept 90% of the same crew.
That's rare, too. Because as soon as you get greenlit, everybody be like, all right, all new people, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every year people would clear their schedules and be like, nah, I'm coming back to Bernie Mac show.
Wow.
It was such a cool environment,
that's
man.
That's incredible.
So I think that that's hard to get to people because he seems really tough. And hard. Nah, Bernie was just disciplined. He grew up in a different time where he had to develop that grit. Bernie, you know, when I would be working in regular jobs, I would always be thinking about how at my age, Bernie was still doing, like, Bernie's still driving trash trucks.
That's true, because Bernie didn't get on until, what, 55, 50? No, go ahead.
He was actually working.
Come right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, Khalida.
I didn't really leave, guys. you stay right there.
Okay.
Actually, what he did do was he worked all the way up until 35.
Okay.
And that's kind of when he started getting on about comedy. Mm-hmm. He was doing the L train. He was smoking cool cigarettes. He was very to what you were saying was that he lived a life that allowed him to develop character.
Yeah.
Which I think was very smart of you and bold of you. Because what it does do when you are a child that only is behind the camera, mm-hmm. you never really get to touch and feel what it means to be real. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done. And that's why I give you kudos for that.
Right, I appreciate it.
She break in and break out. I love it. So yeah, I hope it didn't come off like I'm knocking any of the stuff that you didn't gain experience. I think that's dope. First of all, I'll put it furthermore. If acting was to dry up some and you were like, let me just do this normal shit because I got bills to pay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Even though this wasn't that. It could have been. I don't care. I saw Elton from the Cosby shows working at, you saw that story? I don't knock that. Life gives us peaks and life gives us valleys, and you can't appreciate the peaks if you don't have your valleys. We work, but who just been on and is always on and don't have it? No. The fact of the matter is, very talented and dedicated to the craft, and what you put your mind to do is going to happen. So when you say y'all going to do a production company and y'all going to turn the page and move on and get back, you know, create the thing that's on the precipice of a developing culture, I ain't got no reason to doubt you.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, we're going to keep on trying until we win. So, I mean, we're not no losers here.
That's real.
I mean, just keep on going. Like, you're going to hit that wall where it's like, all right, is this working? It's going to work because I'm going to keep at it, man. I'm young. I've learned I can take a break away from it and come
now,
back.
Now, how old are you?
Yeah, now. I'm 28 now, man.
You are young.
Yeah.
Young as hell.
Yeah.
So, when you went out into the world or whatever, start developing favorites and step away from, like, what did you go, what was your favorite activity that had nothing to do with the industry? What was your favorite, what did you go out and for your first, this is how I feel. It almost feels like a majestic lion that was raised in captivity and then let to go out into the wild for the first time.
Yeah.
I want to know what that lion did down there. What did you do? What did you be like, man, I like gumbo. Like, what what happened?
I've really like scuba diving. I really like dirt bike riding. I'm like a really big adventurer.
You was just with white people?
No, I do a whole bunch of stuff, man.
There's like niggas that scuba dive?
Me and my dad have been scuba diving since I was like 13 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, like
scuba
As young as I could be to get under the water, I've been under the water.
I did a gig in Seychelles, which is like an Eastern African island, kind of by Madagascar. And it was a very interesting gig. But part of it was that we got to do excursions.
Okay.
And we went scuba diving.
Nice.
But I snorkeled.
Oh.
Okay. Now, you can say all you want, but I don't know where you diving at. But 600 miles off the coast of Madagascar is the mating area for great white sharks.
Mm-hmm.
And I am big and black, and I look like a seal in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want them problems.
Speaking of great whites, man.
Get out of here.
I was actually on a...
right here. This is about to get stupid. I already know.
It was a...
Because anytime a nigga start a sentence off with, speaking of great whites, like that's what happened, bro?
We were actually doing a dive off of the Channel Islands. It's like a, it's about 90 feet down, and there's a shipwreck at the bottom.
Well, where are the Channel Islands?
Channel Islands are right off the coast of, like, what is that, Santa Barbara, I believe?
Here, California.
Yeah,
okay.
California.
Okay.
So we went down. We were down there maybe about 35 minutes.
And how much air did you have?
Air at that point, we have maybe about 25 minutes left. Yeah, left.
Okay.
So we're all hanging out there.
Hold on, let me turn this on.
Oh.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't mind that happening because this is phenomenal. So you're underwater for 35 minutes with 25 minutes of time left.
Uh-huh.
You're how far down are you?
We're about 90 feet. And
9 stories.
Yeah, about 9
stories. Just to
give
you a reference, 1 story of a building is 10 feet. Mm-hmm. So he's 9 stories underwater.
And we, our instructor, he said, stop.
Stop.
He said, look up. And we look up, and about 60 feet up above us, man, mm-hmm. we see this thing as,
So it was only 30 feet deep in the water, really.
Yeah.
So you look up at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So he's probably about 18 feet long.
God.
Huge.
18 feet?
18 feet long, homie. A great white. And we're all just like, oh my God. Now.
He would have heard about him.
No.
No. My air would have said 2. Right after that. Hella bubbles, nigga. What did you do?
Check
you look
this.
Up at
no,
the balls of a... Do they have balls, nigga?
No, they don't have the balls.
They got the little meat.
It's inside. Yeah,
okay, okay. So you look up at a great white shark belly.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Are you like, nigga, be quiet?
Well, think about this. At 90 feet, anything past, I think it's about 80 feet, when you go up, you
Too
need
fast.
To have a safety stop.
Yeah.
So safety stop usually is at about 18 to 25 feet.
Right in front of it.
And it has to be for 3 minutes. So we're like, oh.
Hell no, we about to chill right here.
Yeah. What we did, because we were like, we're going to give that shark as much time to get out of this area. Instead of going exploring the rest of the boat.
Right.
We're like, let's all just post up and conserve our air. So that we can
chill.
Instead of making that 25 minute air.
Right.
We made it 35, 40 minute
by,
air.
By
so they
little breaths.
Give him some time to leave.
I'd have been in there breathing like the bad guy in Harlem Nights at the end of the movie when they put him in the safe. So how long do you wait? Because from what I understand, sharks have, there's like a line on the side of their body where they can sense their entire surroundings.
Yeah, like electromagnetic.
So he knew he was under it.
He probably did.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
he knew it was you. He was like, I watched the show. He kept going. So you wait 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
About 20 minutes extra.
Well, you don't see him no more.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so tell me, how's the visibility there?
I mean, visibility in California.
Can you see far?
Not particularly.
So essentially.
He could have been.
10 feet outside of what you
could
see.
Yeah, he could have been 30 feet away, basically. Yeah, but...
That makes my heart race.
No, it's the greatest...
No, not knowing, like, nigga, I just started fucking with the dark. So, you telling me you wait 20 minutes for... Yeah. And are you guys talking to each other? It's all hand signals.
No, it's all just hand signals. I mean,
hell no. So y'all can't even.
I'm scared, Daddy.
None of that. Damn. You're just out of there like, okay, when y'all move, I'm going to move.
I like a good adventure, man. A good adventure brings out that same level of like joy for me as like being on stage and like.
Yeah, but like during it, you're feeling the rush? Or is like when you finally get out of the water and the fuck back away from the edge of the boat, when you're like, whoa, is that when?
Yes, that's exactly when.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, we got to clean out my scuba suit.
You got to stay because cool and try to make sure
you don't
die.
It's full of doo-doo, nigga. I filled that shit up.
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's just a visual to me. It'd be like, you're 90 feet underwater. You look up and there's a shark.
Yeah.
It swims out of view. And you're cooling for 20 minutes, like, we'll just assume it kept going that
way. We have to.
Because in reality, he could have been like, hey, what's happening? Like,
he could have been like, hey, can I
have right. You had no cage. Did you have any, was there weapons? Did you have any?
No, y'all have no weapons.
What the fuck were y'all doing down there, man?
We were exploring, man.
Looking for a boat?
We were exploring this shipwreck, man.
Man, they got ships on land, dog. You didn't have to do that, man. Shit.
Nah, man. I just like, I like seeing things that very few people have seen.
Well, nigga, that counts. So, mm-hmm. so there's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that's like that where you're like...
I've been cooking a lot, man. Honestly, because my... All right, look.
What?
So my mom's a Le Cordon Bleu trained chef.
Really?
Yeah. And so I grew, like, growing up, she did a whole bunch of catering. And so I grew up, like, cooking. And now that I'm, like, on my own house, uh-huh. like, I got a wife now. I can cook and do
so
all kinds.
So you're calling
down. Oh, man.
What's your go-to?
Oh, man.
What's your go-to?
Oh, lately.
Like, how about somebody, you're, like, you're about to have some people over.
Okay.
And you're like, I cook. And they're like, nigga, you don't cook. You're like, just come over.
Okay.
What's your go-to?
I make some black beans, and Kalita can attest, my black beans are bomb.
That seems so simple.
Black beans and cilantro lime rice, we'll do some chicken with it. No, man.
She just ran 20 feet to say yes, nigga. And then, love it. Nah, so you don't eat meat then?
Oh, I eat everything, man. Everything.
Okay.
Steaks and salmon and everything.
I'm sorry. You throwing out stuff like it's not right. You throw the shark was the one scared of you. Man, let me get the fuck out of here. It's niggas down here. Like he should have been scared of y'all. You eat snakes?
No, not snakes.
Did you say snakes and salmon?
Steak.
Oh, no. That's what I was like, nigga, what? You have to put it in perspective for me. You were just 90 feet underwater looking at the bottom of a shark. So for you to say you eat a snake, really ain't that's
ain't
the next
that
show on National Geographic. It ain't that far up. Have you, what's the wildest experience that you've gone for, this daredevil type shit on land, though?
Ooh, on land. I love riding dirt bikes, so I just recently got back from, like, the dunes in Pismo.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun, man. Riding, like, on huge dunes, man, and basically your motorcycle or your quad, whatever you're riding, it's almost like, it's almost just kind of on the wall.
Wow, but you're moving, so it's...
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun, man. So I've been gotten into doing that. And
have you done anything in the air?
Ooh, nothing in the air yet.
That's your next.
Like, yeah, a lot of people have been telling me about like going
skydiving,
and I'd love to do it. Like, I think that would be one of those cool things. Uh-huh. Like, if you were like, that'd be a cool side gig to have, like parachute instructor.
Right.
Because all you have to do is, if you can pack your chute, go up. Like, hey, we're jumping. Get paid.
I need somebody to watch me pack my shit. Make sure my shit
first,
is right.
At least the
Let's
first
pack
two
the
times.
Second
at least the first
and
two
third
times.
Parachute correctly.
I don't know. After I had done it once correctly, I'd be nervous about other people doing it.
They got plus size. They got plus size parachutes.
Yeah, they could probably parachute a tank at this point, man.
So tell me this, right? So from what I understand.
Yeah.
When you're developing, you're a young person and you're developing, and part of who you are every day is playing this character, you become that person. Mm-hmm. It just is part of the training and the process.
Okay.
And that is so opposite to this daredevil spirit that you're sharing right now. Like, just talk about that. Like, how did you separate the two?
I mean, as a creative, man, I think we have tons of different characters inside of us. Mm. I think that's a necessity for this job.
Right.
Like, as an actor, you need to have that comedy guy. You need to have that action guy. You need to have that grimy guy.
Right.
All packed into here so that you can pull little bits from each person to develop a whole character.
Right.
You know? Like, I mean, one person,
That's Stanislavski right there. That's Stanislavski. That's not Meisner, I just heard. I heard Stanislav. So you go through life and you remember the characters. You remember who you meet. You remember who you interacted with. Mm-hmm. And then you assemble.
Yeah, just little bits of each person. Like, I met one dude working construction. He was from Arkansas and he had a phrase for everything. So
really?
It was like awesome. Like, and so now, if a character requires that type of energy... I have it. Yeah, I've met that guy.
So tell me this, in regards to, I guess chops, your class, your comeuppance, right?
Yeah.
Like in comedy, I know who's in my class. I know who my direct comrades are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so yours, among other people, Joaquin Phoenix.
Definitely, definitely.
Y'all were tight. Are tight?
How? Yeah. I mean, that's like getting to work on a Disney project, that's like instantly like family. Like,
Because
something like your grandkids are going to see. Like, I can call them one day and be like, have your grandkids watched Brother Bear yet? And he's going to be like, yes, of course. Like, that's something that's forever. It's in the Disney vault.
Forever.
So
legacy.
Yeah, exactly. And being able to associate your own legacy with so many before you and so many greats around you, man, is the best thing in the world.
That's fantastic. So do you have anything in mind? No, so a lot of people... I've seen people step away and come back. I've seen people step away and just be gone.
Yeah.
You've stepped away, you've come back. Mm-hmm. In the time that you were gone, stepped away and doing that stuff, gave you room and space and vacancy in your mind to say, when I go back, what I would like to do is.
Yes.
Is there a role? Is there a thing that you are eyeballing? Is there like the story of an opus? May I have you?
What I first want to do is just introduce people to the adult me. I think that's really important because, okay. I mean, in order for them to know I'm active, they need to see who I am initially.
That's true.
And I think the adult me has grown into somebody who's fun, who's clever,
right.
Who's got a whole bunch of, like, great stories and experiences to tell. And he got swag.
Heck yeah.
So,
yeah, I got swag.
I want to be somebody who people can relate to, and it's fun and it's smart.
Okay.
First, right. I mean, so that's a tall order for a young black man to find a role that can show all of that.
Right.
You know, that facet of me initially.
Right.
So after I do that, then I'm going to start thinking about what's the next crazy, you know, offshoot of that. Maybe I'll play like a lunatic with like some twisty dreads.
Okay.
You know, but
yeah.
That's after.
Yeah. That's dope. Well, I am rooting for you for your success.
It.
I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see whatever you want. For, not only that, I'd like to work with you.
Hey, and we
That'd be a thing. So I had an idea, and it might sound ridiculous.
Nah, shoot.
My idea was that there was two long lost children, or one long lost child that came at that that came and met the family that met with. Everybody from the Bernie Mac show. Now, I don't know what all is even allowed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people have licensing and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I wrote a script for Harlem Nights 2,
yeah.
which is now called Black Vegas, because I didn't want to deal with
exactly.
the licensing and
exactly.
all of that shit. But there's a way. You know
yes.
what I mean? And so
yes.
it's just a thought. But, like, I commend you guys for the camaraderie, staying together, staying tight. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about everybody from the show. The three
yeah.
children, Kalita, like, everyone's tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dope. What is your experience in that regard? Are you the way it looks to me is it just looks like there's so much love like in it.
Yeah.
Is that?
I mean, that's how it should be. I think we had the special privilege of being young enough to not know anything different like when we started it. I think a lot of adult actors, they'll go into it not even thinking that becoming actual family with these people is possible because
right.
it's just like every other job that they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
We were all so young and that, you know, just being introduced to some new aunts and uncles and having, it becomes real. And working together for 6 years, I mean, it becomes real.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, you're real.
I appreciate it. I try.
You're a real one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I want you to tell them where they can find you, what you would like for them to know
okay.
for you next.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, yeah, we're currently in the process, and why we, I say, all the cast, remaining cast of Bernie Mac show, mm-hmm. we're currently putting together a production company to.
Okay.
To like fill up people's minds with all bunch of cool projects and
wonderful.
Entertainment that they can watch.
Mm.
People can find me on Instagram. I'm on Real Jeremy Suarez on Instagram. Twitter, I'm pretty sure I'm on there. Don't
okay.
use it much, but hey.
Yeah, I don't use Twitter that much.
Nah.
People think I'm tripping. Like, Twitter's the wave. I'm like, yeah, it's a wave that passed me, brother.
It just pings my phone too much, man. I'm just like,
too many notifications. And then you go on there and see what the notifications are. You're like, this ain't even like, that thing is the same shit as
I'm
before.
Like, hey,
I think I'm using it
cool.
wrong.
I just don't really
I don't think I'm Twittering right. I don't. So that's the gram. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, I am on Facebook. Okay. Jeremy Suarez on there.
Okay.
I got my names real early. And it's luckily I got that Suarez last name.
You
yeah,
got it. So what is that?
Suarez. That's Cuban.
Okay.
Cuban.
All right. Okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been Dominican or some shit. I don't know my. I don't know all my descent last related last names. So you Cubano.
Bean. Yeah. The half black, half Cuban.
That's one.
Yeah, the black bean should have been your hint.
Nah, it was the cilantro might have put me over, but I didn't know. So yeah, make sure you follow and check him out. Do you have a website as well?
No website yet. Find me on the gram. Find me on Facebook.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Thank y'all very much.